China today insisted that U.S.-based researcher Gao Zhen is a Chinese citizen who has broken Chinese law, and the United States has no right to interfere with her case. Gao, her husband, and their 5-year-old child were detained last month during a family trip to China. Gao's husband and son were later released and returned to the United States. Tomorrow, her husband is to be sworn in as a U.S. citizen. Virginia Senator George Allen says he plans to introduce legislation in Congress granting Gao citizenship in absentia. NPR's Rob Gifford has more on this latest controversy between the United States and China.
Today in Beijing, Foreign Ministry spokesman Sun Yuxi stuck to the government's line that U.S.-based researcher Gao Zhen spied for foreign intelligence agencies. Asked about the possibility of Gao being granted U.S. citizenship, he said her case was a Chinese affair and should not concern Washington.
Let me remind you that Gao Zhen remains a Chinese citizen, that she has a Chinese passport and has committed acts on Chinese soil that harm the country's national security. Under these circumstances, no other countries have the right to interfere.
Sun would not elaborate on which intelligence agencies Gao had spied for. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher has said there's no substance to the allegations, but observers speculate that Beijing's concerns focus on Taiwan. Gao's academic research is on women's issues and democratization in Taiwan, the democratic island off China's southeast coast, which Beijing claims is part of China. Gao twice traveled to the island in the 1990s. But her husband, Xue Donghua, speaking from his home in Washington, strenuously denies that his wife is involved in any spying activities.
All of her researches and the trips and publications are academic, and there's nothing whatsoever related to a so-called foreign intelligence agency, something like that. I absolutely deny their acquisition.
Gao Zhen's case has come at a delicate time for China-U.S. relations. Last week, it was announced that a senior Chinese officer in the People's Liberation Army had defected to the United States last December. Then there's the question of whether Washington will sell advanced weapons systems to Taiwan next month. Longtime China watcher Jean-Pierre Cabestan of the French Center for China Research in Hong Kong says it's possible Gao Zhen's detention could be part of a tit-for-tat retaliation by Beijing.
At the same time, you have another element, which is the fact that a senior colonel of the PLA defected to the U.S. At the end of last year. So the general context is quite complicated. Some people in China may have thought that will be good to have something to negotiate with, and the rest of Gao Zhen is providing the Chinese authorities something to negotiate about.
Even if Gao is used as a bargaining chip by Beijing, Cabestan says that with President Bush due to visit China in the fall, he's optimistic she'll be released quite soon. There are two recent precedents of U.S.-based Chinese scholars being held by Chinese authorities. Last year, Dickinson College librarian Song Yongyi was released by Beijing after nearly 6 months in detention. But Stanford University researcher Hua Di was not so lucky. He was recently sentenced to 10 years in prison for espionage. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.